Early in the morning, rise into the street. Light me up that cigarette, and I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find a reason. Reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian. I can still get high. I can play the guitar like I'm.
Hey everybody, welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Nisha coming to you live every day. And first of all, want to welcome William Sinkat back, my friend. Good to have you back in regular society.
Yeah, right. One of the very few things I missed from my social sabbatical was the podcast. So glad to be back.
Well, and what a appropriate guest today. So, Steve Bowes, welcome to Drive Through HR.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Summer disappeared. What in the hell happened? It's gone. It evaporated. And it's been actually too long since we've had you on. So, good to hear your voice.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here. I will say that the run-up, the pre-show run-up, was handled very well. Have you guys done this before? You do know how it works in the process? Have you got it down? I was a little worried there for a minute.
We're definitely aligned with a lot of foundational Six Sigma efforts on the Drive to HR pre-show. So,
just try to get better every day. That's fine. Good job.
Well, cool. If you would introduce yourself to our lovely listeners, and then we'll get rolling.
Yeah, no problem. My name's Steve Bowes. I do a number of things, but most more importantly right now, I'm one of the co-chair persons of the upcoming HR Technology Conference coming up next month in Las Vegas, and you want to check it out at hrtechconference.com, of course. I also write a monthly column for Human Resource Executive Magazine, which is owned by the same company that owns the HR Tech Conference as well. And, do a lot of other things too. Do the podcast, HR Happy Hour, of course, co-host that with Trish McFarlane. Been doing that for about 4 years, and have my own blog and other nonsense I'm up to. I guess that's, the HR Evolution, right. So the HR Evolution event, which I'm one of the co-organizers of, which is the day before HR Tech Conference as well. So I pretty much think that covers it. I'm mostly interested in talking about basketball, but I'll talk about all those other things too.
I was about to say the an 8-man rotation. You know, Steve, we have obviously a lot of similar interests, et cetera, and you're doing a lot of amazing work. Let's start with HR Evolution, if you don't mind. What take us into this year, kind of how you programmed it, what you're trying to achieve, and of course now you have insight into the entire rest of the show. So programmatically, you can do a lot of different things that maybe you couldn't do last year, et cetera. So take us into HR Evolution.
Yeah, HR Evolution is coming up. I think this will be our fifth or sixth one. I've lost count because we've done a few of them. But HR Evolution is a one-day sort of unconference, for lack of a better word, event that takes place the day before HR Tech Conference starts. And it's really meant to be a less formal, open, participatory one-day kind of really get your mind working, challenge your thinking and your point of view around topics related to human resources and recruiting and technology and social media. And it's really meant to be as much about connecting with like-minded people in our industry as much as it is to, you know, formally sit down and be preached to or to learn something. We believe there's a lot of great education and learning that happens at HR Evolution too, but it's also just about the process, the participation, and the community that surrounds it. So we've got, a really strong lineup of speakers again this year. And again, I use speakers a little bit loosely, not that they don't speak, but that, again, we try to have them really more facilitate and lead the audience in discussions and debates. And, you know, William and Brian have been HR Revolution before, I know, and William's been a frequent presenter, but presenting again, I know, this year, along with your buddy Tim. So it's really about engaging the audience and getting them to engage with each other, right? So we're excited. We've got some great sessions. Some of the names you'd recognize, your audience would recognize, who'll be leading sessions again this year, or for the first time this year, people like China Gorman, Lois Melbourne is going to be with us, Ben Eubanks and Matt Charney, Dwayne Lay. So a lot of the folks you know and you've had on the show before, as well as Paul Smith, from Welcome to the Occupation. It's got a great session. And a super session, and I'll just leave it at this, that Matt Stalick, who's one of the event organizers, has organized. He's put together a session with a couple of his friends who are executives at CBS Television. So we have a session about what HR can learn from the television industry with a couple of CBS executives, which is going to be really exciting as well. So all in all, I think it's going to be a really fun day, and folks are interested, particularly if you're coming out to HR Tech Conference, you might want to consider coming out one day early and joining us at HR Evolution on Sunday, October 6th.
It's cathartic. It's kind of like a family reunion with all of its kind of dysfunction. It's a wonderful event. I've been happy to be involved in whatever capacity for the last couple of years. Let's go into HR Tech now. You've been attending speaking at HR Tech for years. What excites you now that you're part of the organization LRP that puts on the HR Technology Conference? What excites you about this 3 to 4 day stretch in Vegas?
Yeah, it's such an interesting change for me, being a part of the organizing team, and it really is a team because it's a pretty big effort to put on an event the size of our event and one that's growing like ours is. It's quite an operation, certainly, and so the perspective I've got, a new perspective, I'd say, and I've been involved in HR Evolution, helping to organize for several years now, but the scale to which HR Tech operates is you know, quite a bit larger, and with that entails lots of more moving parts and lots of more things to consider. But to me, I think what's really been interesting, or two things really, is to see what's really on the mind of people and organizations who want to be a part of the show, who want to speak, who want to have their customers speak, that sort of thing. And we've got hundreds and hundreds of submissions that came in at the end of last year and at the beginning of this year that we worked through. So to get that feel when you read these over, you know, hundreds of them, right, you get a sense of, wow, this is what's going on. This is what people want to talk about. These are the interesting topics and trends. It was really fascinating and kind of enlightening. And then the second is working with all the technologies. I've seen lots of technologies and lots of demonstrations these last few months as part of my work for the show and for the column, and to just see what's been happening with some of the more established companies in our space, solution providers, as well as the some of the up-and-comers or the brand-new companies and the technologies that they're developing. So the perspective that you get doing this job is quite remarkable and interesting, and I think kind of unique compared to some other things that I've done and other types of roles you could have in the industry.
Nice. Let's start with content. I'm curious as to, now that you've done content for conferences before, especially in like HR Evolution, then you've probably been consulted on other types of conferences. Now that you're working on a team, you get all these submissions. Everybody's your buddy now. Everybody, PR firms, like consulting firms, all the vendors, all the people out there, they all have great ideas. Everybody's pitching you at every given moment. It's like you're a Hollywood executive now, and every waiter or waitress has a movie idea. They're all coming at you. How do you balance their, quote-unquote, great ideas with the audience's needs, what you perceive or what you imagine the audience's needs to be?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I think, you know, I'm not completely sure I know the perfect answer to it just yet, but I do think being mindful of the multiple constituencies that come together to support an event like this, or really any large industry event, have to be managed and to some extent balanced, I think. The attendees certainly are foremost, and the content has to be content that's appealing and interesting and relevant for them, though. That is first and foremost. And so some of that content certainly finds its way to the show by means of solution providers, right, who want to present case studies. They want to bring their customers to the show and have them talk about success stories that some in part or maybe even mostly have been as a result of technology applications or implementations, and sometimes not. Sometimes they're just interesting stories that have an element of technology, but technology is not the prime driver of the story. But I think you do have to really, as best you can, be very, very cognizant and mindful of what is happening inside the industry and inside in the minds of the practitioners themselves, who really are our core audience. So one of the things we do as part of evaluating and selecting sessions for HR technology conferences, we do interviews with every practitioner who is potentially going to speak, and certainly all the ones that eventually do speak we've talked to, but we talk to many more of them that don't get into the show, but we talk to them about their organizations, their projects, their challenges, and so on and so forth. So it helps to give us a little bit of perspective, not because we're not just listening to vendors or solution providers, right? We're talking as much as possible to real HR executives, some of which, again, do participate in the show and some don't. And the other thing I personally did a lot of in the early part of this year is I went to quite a few vendor conferences, and you certainly get a lot of perspective from the vendors themselves at these conferences, but I always insist on talking to as many of their customers as I can. And I found that this happened to me probably 3 or 4 events this spring, and William, I'm sure this has happened to you too. The best conversations I had at those events, no matter who it was, and I went to a few of them, and it doesn't matter which ones they were, but the best conversations I had at all those events were ones I had at lunchtime with just random attendees, random customers, and we just chatted. It wasn't in the context of a briefing or a meeting or a conference session or anything like that. We were just chatting. And it didn't really matter that, they were free to talk freely, openly, and the good, the bad, the ugly. So it was really fascinating for me to get out on the road a little bit and talk to a lot of HR people at some events this year.
Yeah, not that anyone would know me, but I, in those situations, I tend to take my name badge off or flip it around so that no one has any idea. So yeah. And then when I'm probing them with questions over lunch, over pizza or whatever, they can't figure out why I'm asking those questions. Now, Steve, you mentioned your column in Human Resources Executive Magazine, wonderful column you've been writing now for quite a while, and I know you're evaluating a lot of technologies. Let's not get into the session, the new technology session, but what I really would like to get and garner is your take on the kind of the trends that you're seeing, like as you look across all of these technologies, payroll, innovation, succession management, you're seeing all kinds of innovation. What kind of trends are you seeing these days?
Yeah, that's a really good question, William. And to me, I guess there's a few things. And I did just write about this to try to share some of my thoughts on what I've seen across lots of technologies. So maybe I looked at, 50 or 60 solutions in the last 4 months or so. And there's a couple of general themes, definitely. And these aren't breakthroughs. These aren't things that maybe careful or close observers of enterprise technologies would not have already discovered as well, right? But I certainly saw a lot of this. And the first one is certainly a really highly attuned sense of design and usability. And that's been happening for a while in tech, maybe a little bit slower in human resources-based applications, but I saw that a lot. I saw a tremendous number of solutions that had you not really looked closely, could have been anything. They could have been a new collaboration tool, a new e-commerce site, a new social networking type site. They could have been a lot of things just from sort of looking at them and seeing how they worked and particularly seeing how they were being deployed across devices. I saw a lot of device-agnostic kinds of applications as well. I think rapid deployment is another one. I looked at a lot of solutions that touted as one of their primary features and or benefits for the organization to be the ability to be rapidly purchased, configured, and deployed inside the organization. And that hasn't always been the case with enterprise technologies generally, and certainly with HR technologies. Now, there are always going to be some HR technology projects that don't work that way, right? If you're a big multinational and you're replacing your global payroll system or your core HRIS system, like that's a long project. I don't care what solution you're implementing. It doesn't matter, right? But things like new sourcing applications, benefit management applications, applications being built to solve one or two really discrete problems and be up and running really, really quickly. I saw a lot of that, more than I expected as well. And then I guess the last thing probably would be interoperability, which is always going to be a challenge in enterprise technologies. But I saw quite a few really interesting and innovative approaches for new applications to work either with each other or with existing applications in the enterprise. And I'll give you a couple of quick examples. One might be, say, a technology that there's a lot of tools right now that are trying to do open web sourcing, right, kinds of things, like scouring all the social networks and the developer networks and the communities and things like that to try to build these live social profiles of people. And that's great. And there's quite a few of them, and they're all pretty good. And they're all kind of similar, too. But I saw a couple this year, or one in particular, that, you know, takes that a step further by developing a way that can plug right into a company's existing ATS and provide that very similar capability to, say, the thousands and thousands and thousands of sort of stale candidate profiles that you already have, right, in your database. So that was one. Another example would be just a real straight-up, simple but cool benefits portal that's doing all the grunt work and that hard work of connecting enrollment data out to payroll service providers as well as benefits and providers, and doing it in a way that's easy, highly configurable, almost drag and drop. So it was fascinating. So I think interoperability with other existing systems and processes is another trend I saw. So anyway, I talked for a while, but those are some of the things that I saw this summer as I looked at technologies for HR.
Steve, fantastic. Let me do a quick reset, everybody listening to.
Yeah, let me take a breath here. It's ridiculous.
Hey, dude, that's good. That was a solid sentence, man. You're a 60-minute guy. We're in a 30-minute world. So.
I know. I like it.
So everybody, listen to Drive Through HR, William and Brian talking with Steve Bowes. So, Steve, what aren't we going to see this year? What's the takeaway? You will not see this anywhere at HR Tech this year.
You will not see. Oh, God. You know, I suppose we're probably a little bit lighter on some, maybe workforce management stuff, payroll kinds of things, which tend to be difficult. And I'll just to say, you know, one of the challenges, right, of putting together any kind of a show or a conference is that element of it being a show. And you'll hear people talk about conferences as quote-unquote shows. And, you know, sometimes there are certain elements, right, of human resources administration and technology that are difficult to turn into a really, you know, compelling, eye-catching, sexy kind of hour presentation. So, you know, there may be some elements of that real core blocking and tackling kinds of applications of technology that we're a little bit light on. I suppose that would be one area. It's something we can look about maybe strengthening going forward. So that would be one thing. It's hard to think of anything else off the top of my head, only because I feel, and I'm certainly biased, but I feel like we've got a wide and deep enough program with lots of tracks and lots of sessions, everything covering from, you know, workforce analytics to talent management to social and collaboration to service delivery to talent management, plus expert sessions and so on and so forth, that I feel like we've got every important element covered. And certainly with our expo hall, which is going to be, you know, just tremendously large, and larger than last year, for what that's worth, if folks have been to the show before, and probably our biggest ever. And so all the service providers themselves to cover any, you know, area, any business process, any capability that you're interested in HR technology, chances are that vendor, that solution provider, will be at our event, and you'll be able to talk to them.
Nice. Steve, over the years, you've played a lot of roles in HR and technology. You've worked with vendors. You've been, you know, you've been a practitioner. You've been a consultant. You've been writing about this most recently before this. You were also with another vendor. What's the biggest change for you from moving from a vendor in the space to the best conference in the space in terms of a HR technology conference and working really for a media company that has several conferences and several magazines, et cetera? What's that switch been like for you?
Well, yeah, it's certainly a different it's a different job for sure. I mean, working on the vendor side in whether it's product or marketing, PR, what have you, you certainly have got your point of view that you're always trying to get across, and it's single-minded at times, but it's also a very difficult job, you know. And I have the time I spent doing it it sort of gave me lots of additional, not that I didn't have respect, but much more respect for the people who do it. I mean, I think building products, no matter what products they are, if they're enterprise, you know, HR products or consumer products or apps, whatever it is, I still think that's the hardest job in the industry, right? Building really good products that solve customer problems and can be deployed and can be successful and, you know, can do things in an innovative way and enable people to do their jobs in a good, in a more efficient way or better way and so on and so forth. That job of building and creating is the hardest job in the industry. I mean, the other jobs are hard, and I think that putting together a really good conference is a hard job. I think being in a media company can be a hard job, too. But I think I have a lot more respect for the folks who actually build the products, because it's really easy, right? It's really easy to sit back and poke fun or poke holes or critique things that other people have built. But it's the hardest thing to do is to build products, to build good products. And so I have a tremendous amount of respect for everybody who's doing it in our space or really in any enterprise space. So that to me is the biggest difference. And it's a different type of challenge, different set of challenges, but building products is God, that's hard. That's hard work. I'll just leave it at that.
Nice. Well, you know, as an HR practitioner, you've talked probably about succession. I know you've written about succession at some point in your blogging and writing career. We've got to witness succession in real time right in front of us with you and Bill Kudyk, a friend of the show, and just we've got to see it all play out. There's a successor. Y'all do a show together next year. Bill will still be here. He's not retiring. He's going to be doing all kinds of different cool stuff. I know a lot of people listening to the show that know Bill and know you would like to know, what's it been like? What's succession been like? What's working with Bill been like? So any insight you can give us into that would be great.
Well, it's been really great. I mean, it's been interesting and enlightening. Plus, you know, Bill's been doing the show. Bill's built the show, right? Bill's built the show from nothing to where it is now, which is the, you know, I think it's the preeminent show in our industry, and certainly biased a little bit, but it'll be the biggest one ever this year, and that's, you know, it's a testament to everything Bill has built and been to the show and been to the industry over the years. So going through the process, starting way back in January, really when we started, you know, the very first or second week of January when we started talking about programming, really we started reviewing last year's show and then talking about programming and options and approaches for this year's show, all the way through to, you know, working with speakers and evaluating them and working on the marketing plans and working on the website, working on the, you know, seeing how Bill worked through creating some of the great general sessions that he's created in the past, and then certainly some of the new ones we have this year, like the HR Tonight Show that Bill and Naomi Bloom will be doing, as well as I think, and I didn't mention this at the top, one of the things I'm most excited about for the show this year is the IBM Watson session, where Watson, Jeopardy winning Watson, will be answering HR questions live on the stage, and that's a session that Bill put together. And so watching the process of how that works and how that came to be and learning about it has been enlightening as well. And just, you know, personally, his just incredibly deep and extensive knowledge of the industry, knowledge of the technologies, knowledge of the people. I mean, that's just it's been a great learning process for me. Certainly, it's, you know, enlightening. This job, I talked about building software being the hardest job in our industry, and I still think it is. But this job is a lot harder than I would have reckoned. I didn't think it would be easy, but there's so much to it, so many moving parts, so many people, heavy relationship building kind of a job. And so I've really come to appreciate that. And that's largely just from watching and learning and participating along with Bill as we've gone through the process, along with the other folks at LRP. There's a great team, you know, behind us at LRP as well in marketing and in sales and in operations who actually execute the show. And I certainly do want to mention them and all the hard work that they put into the show, much of which is all, you know, behind the scenes, and you won't see them or know them, but they deserve a really big shout out in advance for all the hard work that they've done so far this year and all the work that they'll do up to and through the show in October. So it's been a great experience for me. I have learned a lot. I don't know how I'm going to do this on my own next year, but hopefully I'll get through it.
Nice. What's take us into the 4 days that you're going to be in Vegas. What do you expect that you'll be doing in terms of just walking the floor, attending, you know, conferences, talking to sponsors? Like, what do you believe right now? What do you perceive that you'll be doing those 4 days?
Yeah, I think a lot, sort of all of the above. Hopefully, it's going to be a busy few days for me, for sure. But we'll be part of the opening ceremonies, of course, welcoming folks. Well, before that, HR Evolution, I'll be one of the folks as one of the co-organizers at HR Evolution. I'll be on site, of course, all day on Sunday at HR Evolution, helping to get that event executed and seeing everybody there. And then at our show, certainly I'll be involved in the opening a little bit. I'll be doing the Awesome New Technologies for HR session. I'll be hosting that session on day two of the show. I'll probably do some other speaker introductions. I might do perhaps one of the TED Talk sessions. I'm not sure yet on that. But besides that, I definitely want to talk to as many people as I can. And by that, I mean attendees, exhibitors, analysts, you know, friends of the show, bloggers. We'll have a nice contingent of bloggers at the event, and for the first time ever, we'll have a blogging separate bloggers lounge, separate from the press room, which is a good thing. So I want to talk to everybody and anyone I can to make sure I'm hearing from them, learning from them, you know, getting feedback on their experience at the show, and trying to take that all in to help make the show successful not only this year but in the future.
Brian's on mute.
Yeah, I was going to say, did I baffle you with that answer? Was that it? Was that like that was it?
That was so profound. I might add.
You were moved speechless.
I was
going to say I can't.
I
can't run out of time before I give out the website, hrtechconference.com. Yeah, Matt, make sure I shouted that out, hrtechconference.com. And for HR Evolution, you got thehrevolution.org. So there, I made sure I said those two things. Now you can say whatever you want, Brian. I got those in.
I had to, now that I wiped the tears away from my, off my cheeks from that profound statement. So, Steve, awesome having you on. Where can folks connect with you personally on the interwebs?
Yes, you can find me, of course, on Twitter. My handle's at Steve Bowes. You can my blog, stevebowes.squarespace.com. And our podcast that I do with Trish, HR Happy Hour, you can check that out, hrhappyhour.net. I'm in the process of rebuilding that website if I ever get time. And hrhappyhour.net is the site for HR Happy Hour, and it's also on Twitter at HR Happy Hour as well. So we might be doing a live show. We haven't done one in a while. We've been doing them on pre-recorded, but there's been some movement towards doing the show live in the next week or two, so keep your eyes open for that. We'll probably be back with a live show one of these Thursday nights.
Well, right on. Can't wait to get that back. One of the originals, and for everybody listening, one of the inspirations for Drive Through HR. So appreciate you picking that up. So,
no, it's good.
Okay.
My pleasure to be back on. I always enjoy talking with you guys, and I'm amazed that you continue to do this every single day, week after week after week. It's remarkable. So kudos to you gentlemen for that.
Well, love the profession, love the professionals. So, folks, we're out of here. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Steve, have a good rest of the day.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
See you, Steve.
Great, guys. Thank you. Enjoyed it.